This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Happening in the world today. It's Thursday, the 14th of August. Would you believe tomorrow will be halfway through the month of August? We are 2 weeks and 2 days, 3 days away from Labor Day. First day of the new month will be Labor Day. Schools are beginning already. Many parts of the country, it's the unrest that you sense.
And what's going on with the weather right now?
Well, weather-wise,
it's been 65 degrees.
No, I mean by Doug. It's
they're up and down the East Coast. We're cleaning out the cleansing that came from that rainstorm. If Roberta were here with us, she could talk about what happened in New York yesterday, reminiscent of Hurricane Sandy from a couple of years ago, not with regard to the winds, but the rain in New York City, the rain on Long Island. We had here where I am on the farm about 3 inches of rain in 8 hours.
We had
very
six
sloppy.
Over 24 hours.
Yeah, a lot of rain. Yep, a lot of rain on the East Coast, and it came from a storm that was a part of this whole sort of whacked
weird
out
weather year. Yeah,
but this whole summer has been, it makes me scared. It's been cool and not
make
humid.
You scared? Why?
Yeah, because this winter. Oh,
that doesn't necessarily.
What's it going to bring?
It may bring warmer weather. It could be El Nino.
It's supposed to be 95 degrees right now and humid and afternoon thunderstorms, and none of that is happening.
Well, we haven't had, I think we've had 3 or 4 days over the 90 degree mark here where I am. Summertime. However, because there has been humidity, I gauge it by one thing, Richie, and that's how things are growing. The grass is extraordinarily green and growing very well. The corn is growing very well in the fields where I have planted it. It is higher than it might have been given when I planted it, and I feel good about being able to get a great crop in the next month and a half or so.
It's interesting you mentioned the crops. Yesterday I was listening to a report that global warming has really helped some of the farming situations in the Midwest.
Yeah.
For example, in the Dakotas, they used to grow wheat and only wheat.
Yeah.
And in parts of the Dakotas. Now it has become warmer and a little wetter there over the past two decades. Mm. And they have moved to corn and soybeans because it prefers the wetter weather.
Yeah.
And farmers actually can make more money off of corn and soybeans than they were making off of wheat. And therefore, so a lot of these guys, you know, like my grandfather grew wheat for 100 years. And now we can't grow wheat because it's too wet. And it's just interesting to watch and see how it affects
farming
areas.
Coming up, a discussion involving Dog the Bounty Hunter and the Pope. Up next on Good Day.
Repairing potholes is quick and easy with Sacrete U.S. Cold Patch. Sacrete U.S. Cold Patch is a high-performance patching material made with more than 95% recycled materials and can be used in wet or dry applications in any temperature. There's no oily mess or VOCs, and it's odorless. For long-lasting pothole repairs, count on Sacrete U.S. Cold Patch. To see why Sacrete is the choice of pros since 1936, visit Sacrete.com.
Today is the day you switch to Rite Aid for one simple reason. Wellness Plus, the card that gives you credits you can use like cash. Plus, discounts that only members get. Plus, 20% off almost the entire store. Plus, that's for a whole year. Plus, rewards that start today and pile on every time you shop. So, if you're tired of missing out on all the pluses only Rite Aid delivers, visit RiteAidWellness.com to sign up and learn more today about Wellness Plus. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal.
How do you celebrate your anniversary? With colors like Party Time, Champagne, and Jubilee, we celebrate ours with color. Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 35% on paints and stains during our anniversary sale, August 15th through the 18th. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 35% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste. It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah, like,
that was good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once they hear it, they stop what they're doing, break into a dance, and head down to their nearest Staples store. Here are some cheerleaders in the parking lot. Why are you girls dancing?
Ready? Okay. I got a price match guarantee.
How much?
110%.
On what?
All the things I buy the most.
What?
All right. We got to end this commercial.
What?
Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. If you find a lower price on a new identical item, show it the lower price at checkout, and we'll match it and discount it by 10% of the difference. Ends 9/7. See store or staples.com for full details.
All right, 13 half the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program, where they focus on people in the news. Russia's President Putin says that Russia will do its utmost to stop the bloodshed in Ukraine.
Sure.
260 trucks on their way to do nothing but help. Wow. Do I like this guy or not? Not. Is the answer.
Is that the answer you're looking
That's
for?
That's the answer, right, exactly. Yeah, okay. I was thinking of him. I don't know why weekend warriors come into mind when I think about this guy. He's like one of these, it's all about him. And him being, he wants to prove something either to himself or to others. And, you know, I use the reference weekend warrior not to denigrate those who are in our country that do the weekend warrior thing. But Putin by day is one person and by night he's somebody else. Do you know what I mean? Kind of like Zorro.
Phony. Right.
Yeah, he's
kind
phony.
Of a phony baloney.
He's a big phony. Yes, that is a good way of putting it. All right, let's see what's going on here. The Pope is in the news. I find it interesting the way the crowds have come around. I don't know enough about South Korea's religious background. I know there are a lot of Buddhists in South Korea.
I'm sorry, there are a lot of what?
Buddhists.
A what?
What? Buddhists.
B-U-D. Boo. Boo.
What? Bood? No,
Buddhists.
Boo. It's Bood. It's Bood. Buddhists. Jeez, you guys.
Okay, blueberry, man.
You're such a weirdo.
the Buddhists like blueberries. What's the big deal? Anyway, the crowds that have greeted the Pope, 5-day trip to South Korea.
It's the Pop.
It is.
Pop is the Pope?
Yes.
Okay, you guys can carry this too far. You understand?
I know. Go ahead. Back to you in the studio.
So anyway, he has been acknowledging Korean martyrs, people who perished because of their Catholic fate.
Mm-hmm.
Fate, good, but
fate.
Faith. And you guys got me thinking. Now I'm looking at this. So I better be careful.
I'm not saying another word. I just say,
Right, exactly. Anyway, the point is that the Pope is there to draw attention to Catholics and to those who have been true to the faith for being, you know, good souls.
Wow.
So there are millions of people. There's a picture. I don't know if we have that on Doug Stephan. Did I see that picture on DougStephan.com or some other place? Him sitting with the president, the lady who's the president of South Korea. Do we have that posted, Kenny? Or did I just see that someplace
Not
else?
Yet, we don't.
No? Okay, well, maybe.
We will.
We'll find it.
Check this out.
Yes?
As of a 2007 census, 46% of South Koreans proclaim themselves as what?
Catholics?
Catholic.
Or Buddhists?
Nothing.
Nothing,
oh, really?
23%
safer that way, probably.
Proclaim themselves as Buddhists.
Yeah.
18% Protestant.
Yeah.
11% Catholic.
Really?
1% other.
Okay. 1%. So do me a favor, Richie.
If the Pope is there, I'm thinking he's looking at this as an emerging market.
Oh, that's good. Nothing wrong with that. Sell to the future. What would you think, or can you do the same research for America? Would you mind just spending a second looking to see how we divide ourselves up religiously? I don't know the numbers, but I'd be interested, not necessarily the comparative of South Korea, but just to see what the numbers are. Meanwhile, dog the bounty. Hard to put it in the same, I didn't put it in the same sentence, it's a related sentence. Dog the bounty hunter and the Pope.
In other news.
Yes. This may be the most PR Dog has gotten
a lot.
Since his show was canceled. He has put himself in the middle of a domestic abuse case involving, his real name, by the way, is Dwayne Chapman. He's looking for the war machine. Do you know who the war machine is?
No.
Putin?
No, well, it might be. The war machine is some MMA fighter.
Yeah.
Who beat up his wife or girlfriend. I'm not sure.
Really?
Yeah. I guess the girlfriend.
Who beat up Dog's wife or beat up his own wife?
His wife's name is Christy Mack.
Yeah, she's a porn star.
Yeah.
Now, whether that makes any difference or not, the war machine's real name is Jonathan Copperhaver. He took to Twitter and implied that he was acting in self-defense. Now, this guy, if you look at a picture of this guy, then you look at a picture of his...
And they posted pictures of her after she got beat up, and she was pretty beat up, that's for sure.
Anyway...
Let me get this straight.
So, Dog tweets... Hold on a second, Richie. Dog tweets, you've got 24 hours to turn yourself in, or I'm coming after you.
Coming for you.
Right.
And I guess somehow knows these guys, because he had warned Christy Mack that this guy she was with was violent.
Yeah.
So, they must have some kind
This guy is known to people who watch this sort of thing on Spike TV. Apparently...
MMA's pretty big.
Under contract to beat whoever. This whole thing doesn't. The MMA stuff with
I will agree with you on MMA. I don't like watching that. It's a little too intense. But I will say, Dog, inappropriately hot.
Dog is?
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know why. I'm just going to put it out there. I mean, that hair. He kind of is hot in the 80s wrestler style way.
Ew. And he's like 5 foot nothing.
Oh, really? He's short? Oh, don't tell me. Come on.
No, he's
In Jennifer's defense,
thank you.
She's hardly had any sleep in
the 80s. Right. There you go.
All right, you ready?
Meanwhile, back to the religion.
Religion.
Yes, religion.
73%.
By the way, that story about Dog is a DougStephan.com today. Excuse me, Richie. Go ahead.
Christian.
We are 70% Christian.
73% Christian.
Catholic versus
48%. Within that, 48% Protestant, 22% Catholic. Wow. Yeah. That's surprising. 2% Mormon, 1% Eastern Orthodox.
Not really? There are way more Christians than there are Catholics in this country. That's why it's such a big deal when Kennedy became president.
Catholics.
There are no
Christians. Hello. Note to Jennifer and the rest of the world, Catholics are Christians.
Yes, Catholics are Christians, but Christians
are
Catholic.
But the Christians have... exactly. But that term Christian has been grabbed by people and been abused. Anyway, go ahead, Fritchie. How does it break down?
Let's see. 19.6, unaffiliated. 6% other faith. I do not see Muslim.
Really?
Posted here.
This
is as of the 2012.
Maybe
census.
That's the other. Where am I in that?
Right.
I guess I'm that, 19%?
Yeah.
You're a Buddhist, aren't you?
Yeah. 21 S.
We'll be right back. It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By an artist that only had one hit. In this case, this was a monster hit in our country, in the United States, and the only big hit this artist has ever had.
This was an ultimate one-hit wonder.
Yeah.
I mean, the only other thing this one person was known for was her problems with the Pope, remember?
Yeah, and that may give away the answer.
She won two Grammys, but not for this song, even though the songs didn't chart.
Yeah. She has a history of controversy around her. Her songs have been very popular around the world. This is the only one that made it here, thus she qualifies as a one-hit wonder. Your job is to figure out who this is and dial us at 888-302-3684 to identify the singer of this song called Nothing Compares to You. Number one in 1990. So you can call us now again, 888-302. Doug, tell us the name of this artist, and you will win a CD with a one-hit wonder series. There's like 14, 15 one-hit wonder songs on this CD.
And we promise this one's not on it.
The song, originally written and recorded by Prince, if that helps you out, became a hit when she recorded it. It was not a hit for Prince. She left her mother, moved in with her father at the age of 15. I remember her shoplifting, the controversy about her as a shoplifter. She
didn't have any hair?
Yeah, right. She was involved. She went to a home run by the Sisters of Our Lady of Charity. She'd been married four times. Once announced that she would not perform in the U.S. if the national anthem was played before her concerts. she removed, anyway, she, when she did the thing with the Pope, Frank Sinatra, threatened to kick her butt. Do you remember that as part of the
poem?
Yeah. She published an open letter to Miley Cyrus, writing her about the treatment of women in the music business. So I think it should be fairly clear who this person is. 888-302-3684. Let's see. Laura joins us from, is it Accomack, Virginia? Where is that, Laura?
Eastern Shore of Virginia.
Ah, the Eastern Shore. Okay. Nice to have you on board. How are you doing today?
Oh, great. Good morning.
Morning to you. On your way to work, or what are you up to?
Yes, sir. I'm on my way to work.
What do you do?
I'm a dental assistant.
Are you? Open up. Let's say, let me look at your teeth. Say, ah.
Yes, that's me.
That's probably what you get all the time, right?
Are people really babies when they go to the dentist?
I'm sorry?
People are babies when they go to the dentist, aren't they?
Yes, mostly they are.
Come on.
How many people don't properly brush their teeth before they come to see you?
I'd say about 50%.
Really?
So yeah. How does it affect you when somebody comes in with a really bad breath?
Stinky.
Well, I wear a mask.
Yeah, but they don't.
Very.
Oh, no. That's why I wear my mask.
Does it purify the air between you and them? I suppose maybe that's... when I get my teeth cleaned, the lady who does it is wearing a mask. I think most people do that now.
Sure.
Yeah, we do. It's great.
But you enjoy your job, and it sounds like you're good at it, I'm going to guess.
I love my job.
Good for you. Nice. All right, so who was it that was controversial, had this monster hit, and that was it in the U.S.? Who is this performer?
She is Sinead O'Connor.
Yes. Sinead, or Sinead, how do you pronounce it? Sinead? Maybe.
Sinead.
Well, Laura may be in the same boat with me in terms of pronunciation.
I'm sure I am.
I hope so. Laura, you're going to win a CD with some one-hit wonder hits on it. Hold on just a second. Richie will talk to you, or Michael, get your address, send it along. Thank you for listening. Good to have you on board. 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, when I was growing up on Long Island, all of my friends had cats, and all of the cats would run loose all over the neighborhood. They lived outside, and they would come inside occasionally. Why are so many veterinarians, behaviorists, breeders, and humane societies now advising that cats live exclusively indoors? Well, the statistics tell us that indoor cats receiving quality diets and preventative veterinary care can live 15 to 20 years. Where an outdoor cat that's living outdoor, the average lifespan may be 3 to 6 years. That's a big difference. You know, it's not the way it was when we were growing up. The Leave It to Beaver world is over. It's no longer safe for cats to roam due to urban sprawl, increased number of cars, dogs, wildlife, and greater access to poisons, chemicals, and diseases. Just think about the neighbor fertilizing his lawn down the block. If your cat walks down there, walks on the fertilizer, if it's toxic and he cleans his paws, well, you know what can happen. So please be careful and keep your cats inside. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Start this fall off beautifully with your free 7-piece gift of Lancôme's top sellers exclusively at Macy's. Choose your cosmetic bag, must-have serum, night cream, and makeup essential. Plus, receive Definisil's mascara and buy Cecile Eye Makeup Remover. All valued at $116. Yours with any $35 minimum Lancôme purchase. Spend $70 or more, and you'll also choose your lipstick or skincare set. Visit your Lancôme counter today for your free fall gift. And try Grandiose, the revolutionary new mascara for captivating eyes. Only at Macy's.
Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams' Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams' Boston Lager.
Sam Adams!
That was good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
What the heck? What are we doing here? This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program with lots of information for you to chew on, including our daily television report. A lot of television news. Jennifer Horn will take care of that business. She, along with Ken Kessler and Rich McFadden and me, Doug Steffen, are here to bring you up to date with what's going on. A lot of the stories that are give you that peaceful, easy feeling. And then there are those like the story about the unrest in that St. Louis suburb, Ferguson, Missouri. There's a new witness in the shooting death of Michael Brown, shot by a white police officer. He was black. The witness says that Brown and the police officer tussled with each other before the officer shot this kid, what, three or four times? As Brown was backing away from him, police have said Brown died in a dangerous struggle after trying to grab the officer's weapon. Witnesses say that was not the case at all. In fact, most of the witnesses that have been quoted pretty much saying the opposite. It was a brazen act of aggression by the officer, unnamed. Brown was jaywalking, apparently, from what I've heard. I don't know. I've not seen any sort of consistent account of this happened in this order and this way, and this is the result. I haven't seen any of that. All I know is that there are a lot of protests going on, and they're weakening or softening or eroding the impact of what otherwise is a serious situation that needs serious focus and serious discussion. That is the relationship between white police officers and black people in our country. There's some kind of a sickness. There's a There's an erosion of trust that's brought about probably by actions on both sides. They are defensive in nature with some and offensive in nature in others. But it all gets blurred and co-opted and corrupted by this stupid, foolish, ignorant, the protesting and the burning and looting and stealing of other people's property just spoils or gets in the way of a serious discussion of a serious problem. And it's maddening, it's annoying, it's stupid, and yet it goes on. So nothing really is coming out of this that really focuses or points to addressing the problem and fixing the problem. All these idiots are making it worse, and they say, look, they're all black, and they're burning the town down. What do you expect? And you know what? The observation that comes from those people who are looking at that, there's some credibility to it. There's no reason, no rhyme, no reason, no... There's no intelligence. It's just like the crowd mentality whipped up by social media. We have this mess now. And I, for one, think that probably there's going to be some culpability here. I'm not one. There's nobody who can claim that I'm left of center. Nobody really can claim with any credibility I'm right of center because I'm not predictable. And in this circumstance, I'm so sick of bad police who give good police a bad name, and they get protected when they shouldn't be protected. And I don't know the facts here. I'd like to know the facts. If these people who are blowing everything up and burning everything down get the hell out of the way so we can actually figure out what's going on and who did what to whom. But will that ever happen? In this circumstance, I think it's questionable whether the facts are ever going to come forth now because these people have so distorted it with their irresponsible actions. All right, so I've said my piece. Who else has got something to say?
And just where we are with racial tensions in this country amazes me.
Mm-hmm.
It's a team sport, and it used to be that we were all Americans first, and yep. It's not the way it is.
And especially given the way the minorities have been treated, this is going to be awkward for me to say, but they've gotten a pretty good break, many of them, in the last 6 years or so. Is that outrageous for me to say?
No, I think there's a bigger issue that we don't
there
look
is.
At. And the bigger issue is that instead of all working together for a common good, we've become very much into working for our
right.
respective teams.
And it's not helped by the thinking of the political
well,
arena
that's what
that
it
we're
is.
In.
It's, you know, the Republicans and the Democrats.
Yeah, let's
it used
get
to
the
be that
here.
Every once in a while you'd be able to cross the aisle and work
yeah.
things out. Now it's
yeah,
like
yeah.
nobody wants to talk to anybody. Because that's the other guy.
And the race stuff is underscored.
The race is exactly it falls right out because it's now this common message in society about how you have to be against each other instead of talking about the melting pot.
Because of the favoritism that's been played by whether it's Republicans or Democrats to their base so that they get some support from the base and then they can get elected. Instead of looking at the greater good, it's all about me, 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 me. It's our group first and let's not worry about the other group, if that's what it is, the other club. And it's disgusting. It is really tearing this country apart in many ways.
I predict that in 200 years that this country will go back to being separate states, not a federation of states, that each group of us will own our own little state and we'll live together. You'll have a white state, a black state, an Asian state, a Latin state.
It's a Mormon state. Right. All the Mormons go to Utah because they don't want to put up with it.
Look at South Florida.
Right. South Florida is a Hispanic state. Look at the various ways. Richie's got something. I don't know.
Right, look at Detroit.
Him, but Detroit's become a
Dearborn,
Muslim.
Michigan.
Yep. Stronghold, or that whole area, Northwest Ohio, has become that way.
So, I mean, it's just.
And it's
now,
same with politics, Richie. Liberals live in New York and Massachusetts and California.
We also have states that where you have gay marriage and where you don't have gay marriage.
Yeah.
States where you can.
So is all this stuff a real issue?
Not smoke pot.
Or does it just get used to do what Jennifer suggested, to have political gains?
I think politics plays a lot of this. There's so much class warfare in politics now that it divides us.
Well, and we're being played. I mean, this whole idea of putting people into teams.
Don't let these nuggets in Washington, D.C. make you hate somebody because they say they have something you don't.
But look, black and white, black and Mexican, and white.
I mean,
these things are making us kill each other off, and it's just another
the anger
getting control over
The anger that's aimed at people who get something for nothing because of the way the political spectrum is, those people who work hard to pay their fair share, and then that money is used to pay people off for not doing anything and for voting for the people who help for them to get nothing, to get something for doing nothing. There's that whole attitude. I'm having a gargantuan, I'm having a tough time finding people to work on the farm because it's easier. I have never felt this way as much as I do right now.
It's easier to stay home.
Real turnover because of changes in the crew. And so I have a real turnover on the farm. And to get people, the older people are going away because they're older and they're tired. And so we need younger people. And to find somebody who's younger, who's got an aptitude for this sort of thing, it's hard work.
Most young people, and this is a blanket statement, but I have found it in the job that I do.
Yeah.
Most young people are so entitled. They think that they get to go to college, since that's become now more than, I mean, it used to be that college was a privilege.
Yeah.
Now it's a necessity. It's an expectation. And once they get out of college, they're told, well, we're going to give you this great cushy job and you're going to get the corner office.
But they're not getting the job.
No, and nobody wants to work. And so then they think, well, if my skills are going to be used, I might as well just stay home and collect from the system because
and they stay home with their parents. Right.
Or they stay home with their parents.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, I didn't expect this to go as far as it did, but it's an important conversation for us to be having. Jennifer is going to update the television. There's an interesting FCC decision regarding the NFL television broadcasts and who gets to see them. Plus, there is news. From your friends at Time Warner, Jen.
And HBO and ABC, lots of news today.
Find out, speaking of politics, who's getting paid off in order to have something come through the public system. That's a very interesting speculative note. 17 before the hour, there is a problem that I would like to fix for you. Problem, you need more quality fish oil in your system. You need better fish oil in your system. You need better omega-3s. Omega-3s benefit your body and your brain. The benefits are amazing. You can find the best omega-3 right here by listening to me for the next 60 seconds. Right now, the product that fixes that problem is Omax 3 Ultra Pure. Omax 3, keep this name in your mind. Omax 3 Ultra Pure, developed by doctors at Yale University. It's nearly 100% pure. 16 times the omega-3 content found in all those krill oils you see advertised. One dose of omega-3, Omax 3 Ultra Pure, is worth 16 of those krill oil soft gels. And no burping, no fish breath, none of that stuff. So are you convinced this is the way to fix that problem? You all need it. It's good for your brain, good for your heart, great for your joints. Omax 3 Ultra Pure. The makers of Omax 3 Ultra Pure, so confident that you'll see and feel the difference, the amazing benefits of using their product, they want to send you a free 30-day supply. You heard me right. A free 30-day supply of Omax 3 Ultra Pure. Here's how you get it. You call 800-316-7918. 800-316-7918. Get your free 30-day supply of Omax 3 Ultra Pure. Or you can go to Doug4Omax3. That's Doug, the number 4, Omax, the number 3.com. Doug, the number 4, Omax, the number 3.com.
And then also, Doug, at DougStefan.com, you'll see the banner ad. You can just click on that, and that'll
click
take
on
you
that.
Too.
Yep. 800-316-7918. Fix the problem. Get the best. Omax 3 Ultra Pure.
Lots of things change in life. Here's one thing that hasn't. For over 20 years, Lumber Liquidators has been the home of unbelievable flooring deals. And right now, those deals are even better. Take your pick of gorgeous pre-finished hardwoods like cherry, oak, and hickory. Or an incredible $149 a square foot. Plus, loads of major hardwood flooring brands at a crazy 40% off. Even get great deals on laminate, bamboo, and vinyl floors. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Special 12-month financing available. But hurry, this sale ends Tuesday.
This report brought to you by LEGO Systems. The White House recently hosted its first ever Maker Faire, declaring June 18th a National Day of Making. Making is simply the act of doing. It is being hands-on and having awareness that the world is constantly being built and rebuilt. The president encouraged all Americans to embrace making. Children are our maker role models. They're naturally curious and creative, but nurturing that creativity can often prove challenging for parents. LEGO Systems is doing its part by kicking off its Junior Maker program and donating more than 7.5 million LEGO bricks to public libraries across the country. Star Latronica, president of the Association for Library Service to Children.
Junior Maker Sessions will offer engaging opportunities for children as young as 4 to play, tinker, and create. Through our LEGO partnership, children's librarians in all 50 states can download a digital toolkit with the information and inspiration they need to host making programs and inspire parents. We couldn't be more thrilled.
For more, visit lego.com/juniors.
All right, so let's see if we can get into. Excuse me, I'm going to sneeze.
Bless you.
Uh-oh, there it goes.
Bless you.
Got you. Heavens,
wow.
That was enough to trigger the theme, Richie. That was good.
Good job.
Sneezed on the button.
Right on the cue. All right. The I don't know if this guy's the chairman of the FCC. No, his name is Ajit Pai. I thought you have that name.
That's a good
Ajit Pai.
I'd rather have pumpkin pie, but
he's a commissioner on the Federal Communication Commission, has called the NFL's television blackout rules outdated and has urged his fellow commissioners to vote in favor of having them repeal the TV, the NFL
football.
TV.
Yeah.
Like, all right, so how does this work?
In
why
my
would
view,
this
there is no reason for the FCC to be involved in sports blackout business.
The way it works is during football season, depending on where the games are played and who's playing, they block out the games. And so you can
if you
go,
haven't sold out your stadium.
Right.
I remember that. Yeah,
right. You can go to buy the NFL ticket, which is what cable and satellite providers will sell to you so you can see all the games.
Yeah.
But otherwise, they're not available. So I think it'd be good for most people. It would not be good for the people selling the NFL ticket, though.
All right, Dexter in the news.
Dexter is in the news, Dougie. I forgot. Did you ever watch the show, or is that too bloody for you?
Well, I did because I was trying to figure out who Michael. Remember when Michael C. Hall was here and I didn't know who he was?
Yeah, a very famous actor, and his face is recognizable.
Oh, was it Adam? No, it was Michael Hall.
Well, anyway, he's making his return to TV after Dexter. He's going to be starring in Stanley Kubrick's God-Fearing Man miniseries. He's set to star in the show and executive produce. The series is supposed to be like a real-life version of Breaking Bad. It's based on this true story of a Canadian minister named Herbert Emerson Wilson who turns to safe-cracking and becomes a successful American bank robber.
Perfect! Reverend, he's a minister and he's a bank robber. What a great story.
Isn't that a good combo? Now, if you're a fan of the show True Blood, it's wrapping up. The series finale airs on August 24th. HBO has decided to work with this auction service called ScreenBid, and it's going to put up all of this memorabilia from the series. You can go online and buy it from August 20th through 25th at ScreenBid. You can place your bids on 54 items that come with certificates of authenticity from the network. Yeah. Also in the news today, Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons from KISS, they're going to get a brand new reality show. It's going to be called Fourth and Loud. It's going to chronicle the struggle of starting a sports franchise startup. If you remember, they bought the Arena Football League team in Los Angeles and rebranded it the LA Kiss. And so they're going to be doing that at AMC.
Go ahead. No, I wanted to, before we ran out of time, for people to hear the story about how Comcast and Time Warner are contributing $132,000 to honor one of the FCC commissioners named Clyburn.
Here's the deal. Comcast and Time Warner are merging, and this is creating a really large conglomerate, right? And so they need the help to get it past the FCC for approval.
Blatant.
So what do? You throw a big, gigantic party for somebody. You put in $132,000, and you have a dinner I'd like to see what you get for $132,000 at dinner to, you know, help along that merger so you get a green light and you can move forward. Yeah.
Works. All right. The ABC story.
ABC has found another way to suck up the success of Disney's Frozen. They've added several characters from Frozen to the upcoming season of Once Upon a Time. Now they're doing the story of Frozen, making a Disney animated classic. It'll premiere on Tuesday, September 2nd, and a look inside at the animation studios.
Is that too much of a good thing?
It's a great, it's a cute movie, so maybe not.
All right, Jennifer Horn, one of the stars of the Doug Steffen Good Day program at 51 after the hour.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
That's Jennifer doing her wah wah to music. Wah wah. 53 past the hour normally on the Good Day program at this point in time. Thomas Q. Crudler would be here from the Money Pit. But what is he doing? He's playing games with the Boy Scouts today?
No, he's on an airplane to California for a home show.
Oh, come on.
Thanks for calling me.
Yeah.
Give me a break. An airplane to California. Whoever does that, that's a silly waste of time getting on an airplane going to California.
What time are you getting here? You're going to be here in a couple weeks?
Yeah, I'll be back in a couple of weeks. That's right. So we have people in the news, from Carol Burnett to Edward Serafin. And people said, well, you know who Carol Burnett is. Who's Edward Serafin? You'll find out in just a moment here on Good Day.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a six-month-old Christmas pie. Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is
always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC Certified Service. That's professional grade. Get AC Delco Professional DuraStop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services, and tax extra. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details, other great offers, and to find your closest GMC dealer.
All right, people in the news. Edward Serafin.
Yes.
Plays football, Richie, for Arizona State.
Okay.
Announced yesterday that he is gay.
Good for him.
So what?
Right.
Why would you pay homage to yourself that way, or pay attention to yourself, or call attention to yourself that way so you're gay? I think it was different with the professional player. And I don't remember his name, Michael something or other. What's the guy who's gay that made the big big to-do about him this spring?
Michael
Kenny.
Yeah, right.
Him. Better than we do.
Right.
Anyway, but you get the point.
Michael Sam.
Sam, right. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me tell you why Serafin is doing it, because he sees all the attention that Michael Sam got.
Ah, okay.
And he sees that Michael Sam got drafted and, you know, and has a good shot at, he's still got to make the team and the cuts, which we'll find out in the next 3 weeks whether he does. But, I mean, he got a ton. He's got one of the top-selling jerseys in the NFL.
Okay, right. So
that's good. Hey, look, right. It's a good PR move.
Maybe the guy's not gay. Maybe he's just doing it.
That's it.
Maybe he's not really gay.
It's all a marketing trick.
Maybe it's just a whole big deal. Yeah, that's look at me.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good move. He'll be happy with that decision. Just a good marketing move.
Carol Burnett being honored by the museum dedicated to Jimmy Stewart. Reports that Ms. Burnett, receiving the museum's Harvey Award in October, fundraiser for the Museum Foundation, Foundation Museum based on Stewart's Pennsylvania hometown, which is about 45 miles northeast of Pittsburgh, I believe. Some of the people who have won it in the past, Janet Lee, Shirley Jones, Ernest Borgnine, Rich Little. The award is named, obviously, for the film in which Jimmy Stewart befriends an invisible rabbit. And normally it's given to somebody who had connections to Jimmy Stewart. Carol Burnett called him her idol. He appeared in the final episode of her show as a surprise guest. So I think it's cool. I think that kind of stuff is very cool. I do not think
funny
this
show.
Sort of thing is cool. Well, I don't know. This is, you make up your own mind on this. Ronald Goldman's mother is selling her right to her share of the O.J. Simpson wrongful death judgment.
What?
O.J. Simpson's, well, this is 17 years. It was $30 million wrongful death judgment,
yeah.
Something like that. He's not gotten any money, but Ronald Goldman divvied it up and gave a portion to his children, to his mother. So his mother is selling her right to her share for $1 million online. You can buy it right away.
Can you do that?
On judgmentmarketplace.com. Oh, she's trying to do it. Her name is Sharon Rufo. Judgmentmarketplace.com. Bidding continues for 30 days.
It's just like selling bad debt, then.
The buy it now price is $1 million. Check it out if you want. Judgmentmarketplace.com.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring, and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.